Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys, take one.
Hi guys.
You have nothing else to say. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about something really cool, something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. And Chris, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, we're getting festive and slightly terrifying.
True.
Because we're diving into the legend of Krampus, Santa's hairy, horned, and hoofed frenemy.
Ooh, I'm glad you said that correctly. Yeah, I've been excited to learn more about Krampus. And nothing says Merry Christmas quite like a goat demon chasing naughty children through the snow. Am I right?
Right. So forget cookies and hot chocolate.
Oh, thank you, because I wrote cocoa. Oh my God, we talked about this in the last episode. If you haven't listened, go back and listen.
We're talking chains, birch sticks, and internal damnation. Very holly jolly.
You know, when we were kids, the worst thing that could happen if you were bad was getting coal in your stocking. In Central Europe, you got Krampus.
Yeah, no gentle, naughty list over there. You're either behaved or a monster dragged you away in a sack.
A very charming holiday tradition.
For anyone new to the legend, Krampus is a figure from Alpine folklore. We're talking Austria, Germany, and nearby countries. His name comes from the German word Krampen, meaning claw, which tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, pretty much. He's usually described as half goat, half demon, and full-time nightmare. Picture it. Horns curling from his head, thick fur, cloven hooves, fangs, and a tongue that could probably reach from here to the North Pole. Or like Gene Simmons, maybe.
Honestly, if he weren't so terrifying, he fit right in at an 80s metal concert.
Totally. He even carries chains in a bundle of birch sticks called rootin', which he uses to swat naughty kids.
It's basically the medieval version of you're grounded.
Yeah, and he's also got a big sack or basket on his back, and that's where he stuffs the worst offenders to carry them off to the underworld.
And people say Santa's elves are strict.
Krampus usually appears alongside St. Nicholas, kind of like his evil co-worker. St. Nick rewards the good kids with candy and toys, while Krampus handles the quote-unquote naughty list in his own special way.
So they're like the original good cop, bad cop duo.
Duo.
Only one has reindeer and the other's rocking hoofs and a bad attitude.
Exactly. Every December 5th, known as Krampusnacht or Krampus Night, people across Austria and Germany celebrate by dressing up as Krampus and parading through the streets.
It's wild. Imagine a Christmas parade, but instead of elves and snowmen, it's a bunch of hairy monsters chasing you with sticks.
That's festive chaos. And I know I've seen videos of it. If you go onto TikTok or Instagram Reels or wherever you watch your video shorts, look it up because there's tons of videos. It's actually pretty cool.
It's also called Kramp Soloof or Krampus Runs.
Okay.
Adults, usually those who have had a few too many glasses of schnapps or eggnog, dressed in elaborate Krampus costumes and run through town scaring everyone.
Yeah, it's basically SantaCon with more fur and less dignity.
Exactly. And somehow people love it.
I would actually love to see it in person.
Yes. Kids actually look forward to seeing Krampus. It's a mix of fear and fun, kind of like a spooky winter version of Halloween.
Now, Krampus wasn't originally part of Christmas at all. His roots go way back to pre-Christian Alpine traditions, possibly connected to pagan celebrations about the changing of the seasons and fertility.
So before he was an enforcer of Christmas behavior, he was more of a wild nature spirit.
Yeah, pretty much. And over time, when Christianity spread through Europe, a lot of those older pagan Oh, I thought you were about to sneeze. He moved his arm up and, like, scratched his back, and I thought he was about to sneeze, so I was, like, pausing. What were they? So a lot of those older pagan figures got blended into Christian holidays. So Krampus went from being a winter demon to St. Nick's terrifying plus one.
And that's one heck of a career pivot.
Yeah. The church wasn't totally on board, though. The Catholic Church tried to ban Krampus several times, declaring him too unholy.
To be fair, he is a goat demon who beats children.
That's fair.
Kind of hard to argue with that assessment.
Yep. And get this, even the Nazis tried to ban Krampus, calling him a socially disruptive influence.
So this guy was scary enough to freak out the totalitarian regime.
Totalitarian.
That's impressive.
Right. But despite all the bans, the legend survived. And in the late 1800s and early 1900s, Krampus made a comeback.
Through postcards, of all things.
Yes. They were called Krampuskarten. Basically, Christmas cards featuring Krampus chasing or kidnapping naughty kids with cheerful greetings like greetings from Krampus.
The wholesome spirit of the season.
Those cards got a little weird, though. Krampus started flirting with women, wink wink, like some sort of Victorian goat Casanova.
Yeah, nothing says romance like be good or drag you to the underworld.
Exactly. Imagine getting that in the mail, like, thanks, Auntie Gertrude. Terrifying, but festive at the same time.
So fast forward to today, and Krampus has gone global. There are Krampus festivals all over Europe and even here in the United States.
Yeah, you can find Krampus runs in cities like Los Angeles, Portland, and New Orleans because, of course, Americans saw a demonic holiday monster and said, let's make it a pub crawl.
Naturally.
And Hollywood got into the action, too. The 2015 movie Krampus turned the legend into a horror comedy hit. Actually, was it a hit? I don't know. I've never seen it. Won't be seeing it. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Well, it exists.
Yeah, it's kind of like the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation meets The Exorcist.
Exactly, but with a moral. The movie's message is about losing your holiday spirit. I guess I should have read my notes, because I don't even remember writing this. I wrote this like 3 months ago. It's about losing your holiday spirit, and if you forget the meaning of Christmas, Krampus comes to remind you, violently.
So basically, believe in Christmas, or else.
And that's the gist. Since then, Krampus has... Did I say Krampus or Krampus? Krampus has appeared in all sorts of shows, like American Dad, Supernatural. I forgot about that episode. Sam and Dean Winchester, we love you. And even the Colbert Report.
So from folklore to pop culture icon, the Goatman's got range.
Okay, Chris. Hypothetical question. Santa versus Krampus, who wins?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Santa's got the flying reindeer, an army of elves, and magic. But Krampus has the element of surprise and a real solid cardio.
Yeah, so Santa's eating cookies and Krampus is running marathons. Wait, there was a movie, was it last year? Did it have The Rock in it? Was it Krampus in that too?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not rewatching that this year because it wasn't that good. Thank you.
I already added it to the watch list.
Oh, you can watch that without me though, after I go to bed or something. I don't need to see it again.
All right.
Anyway.
But I'm going to give it a draw. Santa's got the chair, but Krampus has the intimidation.
Ah, that's fair enough. I think the real winner, though, is actually Mrs. Claus, who gets the house to herself while they're both out doing their thing.
Absolutely. But it's only for one night.
True. Now, underneath the folklore and fur, Krampus actually represents something kind of meaningful. And that is balance. He's the reminder that good behavior has rewards and bad behavior has consequences.
He's the basic... physical embodiment.
No.
Embodiment.
Thank you.
You better not pout and you better not cry.
Because if you do, Krampus is coming to town.
Exactly.
In a way, he is a reminder that kindness and generosity matter. You can't just coast through the holidays being a Scrooge.
So he's kind of like a seasonal attitude adjustment service.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, we didn't have Krampus growing up, but we did have some scary Christmas movies. Gremlins, for one.
Oh, yes. Gremlins is definitely Krampus adjacent. Cute little creatures turning evil if you don't follow the rules. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's basically a warning that if you don't listen, chaos ensues, just like Krampus.
Yeah. And don't forget, A Christmas Carol had ghosts. That one freaked me out as a kid. Marley's Chains, The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Creepy stuff.
Totally. And that's what I love. Christmas has always had this weird, spooky undercurrent. It's not all candy canes and hot chocolate. It's also ghost, morality, and just enough fear to make you behave.
Exactly. And maybe that's why Krampus still works. He taps into that old school, slightly eerie holiday energy.
All right, so if someone listening wants to celebrate Krampus in a family-friendly way, what should they do?
That's easy. Make some hot chocolate, light a fire, and tell your kids a gentle version of the Krampus story. You can definitely tone it down, and maybe instead of dragging the kids to the underworld, he just takes away their Wi-Fi or something for a day.
You know, honestly, that's probably more scarier to most kids.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then you can always watch the Krampus movie, if your kids are old enough, I suppose, followed by something cheerful like Elf or Home Alone to cleanse the palate.
Or you can make Krampus crafts, like ornaments with googly eyes and pipe cleaner horns.
Yeah, why did I say Elf? I should have said the Polar Express, actually. That's a far superior Christmas movie. Sorry, I'm not trying to get into an argument. Or the Muppets Christmas Carol. That's also far superior. But anyway, just don't set the pipe cleaner horns on the mantle next to your nativity scene.
Yeah, that might confuse Grandma.
Before we wrap up, I've got a very quick Krampus quiz for you guys. You ready?
Well, let's do it.
All right. Question one. What does Krampus use to punish naughty children?
Well, I know this. Only because of that episode in Office with Dwight.
Oh, but he wasn't Krampus. He was, oh my God. We did this last year. We did an episode on it. He was like somebody adjacent to Krampus. But
right.
Yes.
But he had some of the same stuff.
It was the same, yeah.
Because he had the birch sticks in a sack.
Yeah. Which is also known as the Alpine Parenting Kit. Question two. What night does Krampus traditionally appear? We said all these earlier in the episode.
I know. I remember this one. This was December 5th, Krampus Notchet.
Or Krampus Schnot, which is, I think is more how you pronounce it. But anyway, one final question. True or false? Krampus was once banned by the Nazis.
Oh, I know this one. It's true. Even they couldn't handle the Goat Man.
Yes, 3 for 3.
Well, except my honorary degree in Krampology.
Congratulations.
So to sum it up, Krampus is scary, ancient, weirdly festival, and maybe festive, and maybe a little misunderstood.
He is definitely the dark side of the holidays, but in a way that reminds us to appreciate the light.
Exactly. Be good, be kind, and don't make Santa's demonic co-worker come looking for you.
Please and thank you, because I don't want to deal with them either. Thank you for hanging out with us today, you guys.
And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who could use a little Krampus cheer.
We'll be back next week with another mix of nostalgia, laughs, and weird history. You guys are going to love it. I promise it's Gen X related. Come back.
And then until then, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.